You're listening to SBS News.
Drastic measures are being taken in Italy to slow the spread of coronavirus as the number of cases continues to climb. Italy is Europe's worst affected country, and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has introduced a range of measures designed to limit public contact.
Sono sospese anche manifestazioni, eventi, spettacoli di qualsiasi natura.
For the rest of the Italian territory, all kinds of public shows and performances in theatres and cinemas, both in public and private venues, are also suspended. Across the entire national territory, we order to close pubs, dance schools, betting rooms, playrooms, bingos, discos and similar places. Museums and other cultural institutes will be closed. Bars and restaurants can remain open under the condition that the owners can keep a 1 metre distance among the customers. The venues will be closed as a sanction in case of violations.
The new measures cover the Lombardy region, including Milan and 14 provinces, which include Venice, Parma, Modena and Padua. There was chaos in Padua ahead of the quarantine declaration, with people rushing to the train station to travel south to Rome. Local resident Matteo Cuccelli says he'll be complying with the directive.
Se è necessario, lo faremo. Io personalmente non penso di.
If it is necessary, we will do it. Personally, I don't think I have the understanding to fully comprehend the gravity of the situation. If I have to make my own judgment, it all seems too much. Probably there is something that I'm missing, so we will accept the decision.
In Australia, concerns have been raised about coordination problems between the Commonwealth and the states and territories, as well as some mixed messaging. Queensland health authorities have been trying to contact people who arrived in Australia on the same plane as a woman who tested positive on her return from London. But Queensland's Health Minister Stephen Miles says the federal government has been slow in passing on the information from incoming passenger cards.
Some of the information they provide comes from those green cards and they need to be data entered, and people aren't especially careful in writing their name or phone number or email address very clearly. I think that's actually something that the Commonwealth Government should look at down the track, needing to address. I've been a bit frustrated in how long that has taken sometimes.
In Tasmania, a man ignored warnings to self-quarantine after travelling in Nepal and Singapore. While he was waiting for test results, which came back positive, he did several shifts at a hotel in Hobart and also attended his vocational college. Tasmania's Health Minister Sarah Courtney says she's frustrated the man didn't comply with the advice.
It's unacceptable. We want to see Tasmanians kept safe, kept healthy, and indeed today I've asked the Director of Public Health for further advice on whether or not we need to strengthen measures to ensure compliance with self-isolation.
The Australian Medical Association says there has been inconsistent messaging about coronavirus, and it wants the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Brendan Murphy, to be the main voice outlining Australia's response so people are not confused. The AMA's Victorian President, Associate Professor Julian Raitt, says now is the time for close cooperation between the Commonwealth and the states and territories.
Students of history who studied the 1919 pandemic as it swept Australia would know that the various states and territories almost split apart. In fact, our Commonwealth was threatened by the lack of agreement and lack of cooperation. So I think it's particularly important at this time that we remember that historical feature and actually try and ensure that the states all pull together on this with the Commonwealth to deal with it. Certainly the medical profession is doing its best to be unified and purposeful in addressing this COVID-19 threat. We would call on governments likewise to do that.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.